And now we rejoin NPR's Linda Wertheimer, who's in New York. Linda, we spoke a few moments ago about John McCain, who is to speak tomorrow night. Who else do you expect to make a big impression this week?
Well, I would say, of course, Mayor Giuliani, because this is New York City, and he was he led the city through a very serious time. I'm looking forward to hearing from Arnold Schwarzenegger to see what sort of new Republican star he might be. And, of course, the Cheneys will speak, and Laura Bush will speak. She really has, I think, bloomed during the 4 years that she has been First Lady, and she's taking an even more important role in this campaign than she did in the last one.
At the Democratic Convention, the children of the candidates, and especially the Hines and Kerry kids, made a big splash. Are we likely to see a lot of the Bush twins this week?
Apparently not. I mean, I've been all over the schedule, and I can't find them except in a video. Now, perhaps they'll introduce their mother, or perhaps there'll be some other appearance that we don't know about yet. But they will be there. They will be sitting in the family box, but apparently they are not going to take a big role. But, you know, I think the single most interesting thing about this convention is not so much who is going to speak, because, after all, as we just heard from the delegate from Florida, this is more a party than a convention. It meets for very few hours. People are doing all kinds of things outside of the purview of the convention, sort of making a vacation of it. But the emphasis that they have on a really good show, on putting on a good show, and the notion of the president accepting the nomination as if he were in some kind of very frenzied dinner theater surrounded by screaming delegates and balloons and whatnot in the round, I wonder whether that will create any kind of dissonance with the, for example, images coming out of Iraq or people's sense of their own personal economies. I think that it is it may be that this convention will turn out to be a terrific piece of political entertainment that people will look at and enjoy and take something away from, but it also could be that it will not ring true, that in a real world kind of way there may be some dissonance with this sort of highly produced entertaining program when we are, in fact, at war.
Linda Wertheimer, NPR senior national correspondent, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
NPR will provide coverage of the Republican National Convention all week. Check with your local stations for exact times. This is NPR, National Public Radio.